Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
So you've heard me say so many times, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Homeownership is the foundation for building wealth. Yes, even in an inflationary economy. We have been talking about what it's going to take to get to the next level. I have been sharing basically what we've all known, and that is since World War II and even before, but specifically after World War II and after the onset of Jim Crow and many other systematic biases that were put in place, African Americans have been, and continue to be denied access to homeownership. Right now, African American homeownership is at about 44% compared to the homeownership of white Americans, and that's somewhere around 75%. We know that the average net worth or the median net worth of an African-American household is about $10,000, while the median net worth of a white family is over $100,000. And I want to just interject there for my brown brothers and sisters, Hispanics, the median net worth is somewhere around $20,000. So on the scale, when you look at net worth, African-Americans fall far behind. And we are not even beginning to tip the scale in terms of home ownership. So yes, home ownership is the foundation for building wealth. While interest rates have skyrocketed, and really they have not skyrocketed, 6% isn't bad compared to 9% and 10% is what they were when I came into the mortgage industry over 23 years ago. And from what I understand, they were even higher than that. They were 15% and 16%. What are y'all gonna do when interest rates get 15% and 16%? Let me tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna keep buying real estate because home ownership is still the foundation for building wealth. And what it requires now is that we have a strategy. Here to talk about home ownership and what to do in an inflationary economy is my sister, your icon, our legend, my friend, MC Light. Welcome to the roundtable, MC Light.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And yes.
This topic. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I have been asked to speak on various platforms because people are in a panic. Gas costs $1,000 a gallon. but I keep telling people, go get your money back. If you have a home-based business, every time you get in that car and you drive that car for business, you can now track that mileage. And when it's time to do your taxes, you're either going to take the mileage deduction or you're going to take the expense deduction. And I would imagine right now is a time to go on and take that expense deduction. And for everybody who's buying a new car, make sure you are buying it with the right intentions. And if you do have a home-based business and you know you have to move around, then go on and lease the car in the business name. Make the entire thing a tax write-off, and go from there. So there are ways to manage during an inflationary economy. And although we're talking about home ownership, like, I just wanted to share that example because the truth is we are not in shackles. We are not in bondage. We can make choices and we can be free. So home ownership, that's the one consistent. You know, the stock market is up and down. We don't know what's going on with it. Although I still suggest dollar cost averaging and continuing to put your money in the stock market or your mutual fund or your ETF or whatever method you have chosen to invest for long-term purposes. But for today, keeping your eyes on the prize is important, and homeownership is a part of that prize. And like ever since you've been in the public, you know, basically space, you've understood the importance of homeownership. How do you think this is working in your life and in the lives of just the general public right now today, given all that's going on?
Well, you know, what you just said in terms of, you were joking though, $1,000 a gallon for gas, you know, it's so easy for us to, you know, get bogged down in what it is that we need to do on the daily, just every day, trying to function within our means, but also being taxed to the limit on every item. Like, inflation is just outrageous right now. Even in the midst of all of that, you can still have a goal to buy a home. And, you know, I talk a lot about those first time home buyers, but then there are those who had a home and lost their home, who are really gun shy about owning anything, which now we need to help them work up the courage and the stamina for what is next. And I love what it is that you do as it relates to the home ownership and home buyers club, because sometimes you need a support team. Well, not sometimes, all the time. You need a support team to tell you the things that you don't know and to make you aware of all of the ins and outs. Because really, in buying a home and getting a mortgage, you have to play their game. And you have to know the rules to their game, and you have to know the obstacles and before they come.
Yes.
You have to know the whole course. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I tell my students and everybody all the time, and we've been talking about the obstacles. You have to know them before they come, because if an obstacle is presented to you in the home buying process or in the mortgage approval process, in many cases, it's too late to change. Okay, it's too late to change. So one of those obstacles that could confront you is lack of income, your self-employment income. And if you've got a W-2, you don't need to use your self-employment income, so you don't need to send a tax return. Sending a tax return that's showing a loss on your self-employment income when you already have a W-2 could be a red flag. The underwriter could now start taking your loss and subtracting it from your income. So you got to learn the rules of the game. And I always say you must play the game by the rules. The harvest is here. The time is now.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
So what is the action of the day and the word of the hour? The action of the day is to devise your plan. That is the action. Devise your plan. What is your plan during an inflationary economy? The plan is not to just go with the flow. The plan is not to just wake up every day, confused, helpless, not knowing if you're going left, right, up, or down. The plan is not to get on the phone talking to everybody about the way the plan is not working. The plan is to devise a plan. Devise a plan. What is it that you want? Do you want to see an income stream from real estate? Do you want to turn your rent payment into a mortgage payment? Do you want to understand how to take advantage of interest rates that are rising right now and why it makes sense to jump on board right now? Devise a plan. The word of the hour is, the Bible says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Okay? So you devise a plan, but now you need the many advisors. I don't want you doing this alone because you don't have to. The harvest is here. The time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
Well, 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 you know, here on the Millionaires Roundtable, we are always going to bring you the best of the best, and I would not be able to do that without this wonderful person. She has been proudly serving clients in the Calumet City area. You know, it's all Chi-Town, but we love when we can get out to the South Suburbs. Kim Pickett is a community home lending advisor with JP Morgan Chase. She's been with Chase since 2020. She has 6 years of experience at Chase and 2 years focused strictly on home lending. She has experience with FHA and VA mortgages, first-time homebuyer programs, lending to self-employed clients. Hello, everybody. Yes. Low to moderate income lending programs and pre-qualification. Now, if it sounds like I'm a little overboard here, it's because everybody knows how much I love home buying. Everybody knows how much I love helping people understand that home ownership is the foundation for building wealth. So without further ado, I'm going to invite and welcome and introduce to you Miss Kim Pickett. Kim, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you, Dr. Lynn, and thank you for that beautiful and warm introduction.
Yes. All the time. Well, you have such a great topic. So I want to just kind of pick you up and take you everywhere I go. But we'll have to just settle for this for now. This is going to be great. So I love what it is that you're doing. And I love the fact that you are passionate about home ownership. And I love that you're doing it for our people and doing it right in our community. The first step to buying a home is saving up for the down payment. It can feel like a difficult goal when you first start, even if you don't plan to buy for years. So one of the things I want to talk to you about, or some tips that I'd like for you to share with us. My very first question is, people talk about the importance of budgeting. Why is that so important?
Budgeting is vital because, first off, in the home buying process, we look at income, assets, and credit. We need to focus on the down payment when I have customers coming to me, because they need to know first how much they need to save. And that'll help create a focus plan on our customers reaching their goal. Now, keep in mind that most people can qualify for a larger mortgage than they can comfortably afford. However, Chase has an awesome tool on our chase.com, which is a mortgage affordability calculator, and it helps our community and customers determine what they could borrow. They can then also reach out to me, and I can help them understand their budget and fit that in with what they're looking for.
You know, this is so very important. What I want everybody to understand, there was a sentence, there was a statement that was said, and it was this: most people can qualify for a larger mortgage than they can comfortably afford. This is so important, everyone. And I'm so happy that Kim has made this basically the top line item. If you qualify for a $400,000 house, but that payment is not affordable, then perhaps you want to get a $300,000 house or a $250,000 house or whatever that number is. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, Kim, because what people don't realize is the dream is real, right? You want to buy a home. You want to put those kids in the backyard. My family was just, you know, with me for my birthday, and they brought my nieces, and my nieces went home to their apartment. And so now my brother's like, oh my God, my nieces want a house. So everybody wants the dream. But you got to remember, you don't want the dream to turn into a nightmare. Okay. You cannot make that payment every single month. So affordability is key. Kim, people talk about an amount for a down payment, 3%, 10%. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So a common down payment amount is 20%. However, we do offer lower options. We have options available as little as 3.5% down. Also, we have some other options available for our veterans. And again, I am happy to give a high level overview with customers to really help them understand what best suits them.
Yeah. And here's something else I just want to throw in there. You know, sometimes people say, and they hear all of this stuff on the news. And so I'm so happy that you said 20% is common, but there are other options available, even as low as 3.5% down and even lower for veterans. What I want people to understand is this: for every $1,000 that you put down on a mortgage, it changes your payment by roughly $6 to $7. Okay. Somewhere around there. So an additional $10,000 down will change your mortgage payment anywhere from $60 to $70. The question that you have to ask yourself is, would you rather have the $10,000 in the bank for your reserves, or would you rather put it towards that mortgage and get the $60 to $70 a month savings? There is no right or wrong answer.
There was only
one answer, and that's the answer for you. Because if you need the money in your reserves for an emergency, then you need to look at that. If you are comfortable and you've got, you know, a substantial amount of money saved, you've got a year's emergency fund, then yeah, putting the extra money down could work for you. So I love that you are offering so many options, Kim, because lots of times this home buying process, while it is a dream, it can become very disheartening for people. You know, they go into a bank and they can't get anything that feels good to them. Yeah, go on. What were you going to say?
Absolutely. And that's one of the beautiful things about our program. We have community home lending advisors actually in our local branches. And not only the branches, we're out and we're active in community events. So that way our community can leverage us as an educational piece. A lot of customers that I come in contact with, they're first-time home buyers for their entire generation, and they may not be abreast of the home buying process. That's why I am here to do that extra hand-holding and guide them through the process and make it as seamless as possible for them, because home ownership is for everyone.
You know, that is so important, and I understand exactly what you're saying. In my family, I'm the first, you know, to get a college education. I'm the first to buy a home. I'm the first to own a profitable business, you know, but being the first doesn't make you the last. And so I want to make sure, yeah, that everybody is really, really paying attention to what it is that you're saying here. This is so, 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 so good. You all know I love home ownership. And here on the Millionaires Roundtable, we are going to give it to you straight.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Okay, Kim, let me ask you this question. How does someone know when they're ready to buy? Talk to me about the timeline.
Okay, consider breaking down your savings amount into monthly amounts. For example, if you say you want to buy a home in 5 years and you need to save $60,000 for down payment and other costs, then let's break that down. You need to save $1,000 a month for 5 years, which would be equivalent to that $60,000 goal that you're looking to achieve. A monthly savings plan can provide focus and make a down payment goal more achievable. I strongly encourage my customers to write it down, and having a plan right in front of you. It helps you to visualize that plan and also stay on track to reach that goal. So that's very important. Paying down your debt. We do have what we call debt to income ratio. Again, I can explain that, but paying down your debt when trying to save for a home, it can feel counterintuitive to spend money paying down debt. However, after all, shouldn't every penny go towards savings? Well, not necessarily. And Lynn, you spoke on that too, as far as there's no right or wrong. Having that extra savings or that extra funds over to the side for emergencies, that's always good. So there's no right or wrong answer to that. Also, it's good for your credit score. A lot of folks aren't aware of what their credit score is. So focusing on your credit score, if it's a little lower than where you need it to be, then this is a good time to work to increase the credit score. Credit scores have a significant impact when qualifying for a mortgage. The better the credit, the lower the monthly interest rate is likely to be. Also, paying down debt shows lenders such as Chase you're able to cover your expenses. It can free up savings in the future. The money used to pay down bills can go directly into your savings rather than paying interest on other debts like credit cards. The bonus is you won't notice the difference in your budgeting because that money is set aside and going out right away. And then this is another topic that I really drive in with my customers is reducing your expenses. The little amounts, they mount up to big amounts. And before you know it, if you save on coffee runs, fast food runs, donuts, just little small
subscriptions.
Oh my goodness.
Listen.
Go through your bank statement and just mark off how much you've spent in a month. You'd be surprised how much savings, because most people initial thoughts, well, I can't save every month. No, it's possible. It's very possible and very doable with just little baby steps. And before you know it, you will have a healthy savings account and on your way to home ownership.
Wow. No, you have just said something. I often say, some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly. You don't know where it went. Okay. People, I wish money did talk. I wish it did say, hey, Lynn, you about to spend me on a cup of coffee. And when it's time to buy your house, I won't be here. I wish money did talk, but it does not. So you just broke it down. Yeah, all of those things. I tell people all the time, you said something that's so important. And I want to make sure everybody catches this. You said to write it down when you talked about the savings plan. And then even in your expenses, write those things down. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. So what's going on in your head is one thing. But when you see it in black and white, if you're anything like me, when I first wrote everything down, I cried for 2 weeks. Oh my God. I was like, look at this mess. You know, but until I wrote it down, it wasn't really real. So this is great. Now, you also said something about examining monthly membership expenses.
Right. So there's a lot of expenses that go out, like you said, such as monthly membership expenses. Ditch those subscriptions and trim the fat around a lot of money that's going out. Figure out what can you live without for a portion of time. And again, before you know it, when you trim that fat around your budget, the money will be in your account for your down payment and just extra cushion that's needed when you're going into home ownership.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. So everybody has to make choices about what they're going to live without. You know, the thing that people need to really get with this, and this is so important, and I love that you're doing this, Kim. You know, we want the success, but it comes with work. We want the prize. We want the dream, but we've got to put something into it. And unfortunately, a lot of times we think if we're doing the work, we won't get there. But the truth is you will. And so you said it. You said if you just keep putting that money in your account, you're going to look over there and it's going to be, you're going to be like, oh my God. And so you talked about some ways to kind of make this easier. You know, when we did our prior discussion preparing for this, you mm-hmm. talked a little bit about some other ways to save, like automating the savings. Talk to us about that.
Right. So here at Chase, we have the option for customers, and certainly stop by your bank, give us a call, and we can set up automated payments or savings to come from your checking account, move it right over to your savings account. So paying yourself first, that way it removes the temptation from seeing that money. And you're saying, oh, well, I have some extra money. No, transfer those funds over to your savings account, remove it from sight, and keep your mind set on your larger goal. Also, consider putting found money to work. Found money is money that you earn that does not come from your monthly income. Unexpected windfalls not factored into your budget. For example, tax refunds, cash gifts for birthdays, the holidays, bonuses at work, rebate offers. All of these are considered found money. And instead of pocketing that money, or like we often like to do, treating ourselves, put that money aside, pay down your debt, and also build your savings. Small amounts can add up quickly over the years, and you're saving for your home. And also cover yourself with an emergency fund. Plans are great, but life happens. So we like to protect ourselves by creating a savings for emergencies. Set aside some cash that you can dip into for unexpected expenses like car repairs or medical emergencies. You can use the money instead of paying with a high interest credit card or withdrawing from down payment funds. When the emergency is over, simply pay back that emergency fund, then resume your savings.
There you go. I love it. You know, and you didn't mention this, and I don't want to make anybody feel like they have to have a certain amount. But with the pandemic and coming outside of that and with things now, do you have any recommendations, Kim, for the number of months of expenses that emergency funds should hold? Is it 3 months? Is it 6 months? Is it a year? What are your recommendations, given the times that we're in right now?
So I'm going to say that, again, that's tough for some. I realize everyone's income is different, and it depends on what your goal is. But again, I circle back to saving the little bit. I realize that we are in a time now that it is uncertain times. Yeah. However, there is still room for everyone. And again, I am available to help, as well as my entire team of community home lending advisors. That's why we are here. In addition, we do have financial literacy programs that we can help and really tailor and customize it to each individual person, because what one goal is for one, it may not be for the other. And again, echoing what you said, you do not want one family to feel bad because they can't save or have 6 months worth of savings, whereas another family, they're doing exceptionally well to have 3 months. So what I would say is really focus on removing those expenses going out. And before you know it, the savings is there. And I do believe the more you save, the more you will want to save. A family will get on track to where they need to be.
Wow. Now tell us, because you have some really, really good news for folks, because again, we're in interesting times. I'm going to continue to say that the harvest is here. The time is now. It is our season to win. So no matter what's happening out there in the world, each and every one of us has the power to make our own individual changes to achieve the goals that we want to achieve. But the beautiful thing is Chase has a little bit of help. Can you talk to us about the homebuyer grant that you have available?
Absolutely. So Chase is committed to helping the community and getting our Black and brown folks into homes. And what Chase is now offering is a $5,000 home buyer grant to help more customers cover the closing costs as well as down payment. And this is in select minority neighborhoods. And Lynn, this is nationwide.
Wow. And where do they go? Where do we go to find out more information?
Visit www.chase.com/community lending.
Okay, there you have it. www.chase.com/community lending. Get it now. Get there, go there, start your plan. Sit down, have a conversation with your children, your significant other, your boo, whoever it is, okay?
Yes.
You got to sit down and talk to the people who are in your life to explain there are going to be some changes. Let me tell you why there are going to be some changes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call my brother as soon as I get done with you, Kim, and say, okay, those nieces, they want a house. They want a backyard. Okay, you can't do this, this, and that anymore. We got to sacrifice that. Everybody wants the prize, but you know, we also have to understand that there's a process, and gaining what you want is not freedom. Freedom isn't even free. If you want to be free, you got to give up something, okay?
Absolutely. So,
I am just so excited to have you here, Kim. I would love, love, love to have you back. I'm so excited about the work that you are doing, and just bravo to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Hey, hey, everybody. The harvest is here and the time is now. It is our season to win. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
So, yes, we're talking about the myths of home ownership during an inflationary economy. As prices go up, everybody is going, berserk. You know, folks are trying to figure out what's going on. But the truth of the matter is, like, that when the cost of necessary things gets higher, we need to decrease our spending on unnecessary things. That's just what it is. It's almost like forced budgeting, forced discipline. And its great effect comes internally, naturally to you. But if it doesn't, then the world will certainly teach you how to budget. Because, you know, I don't know anything about this new gas. I'm not buying any gas. I refuse.
Said this new gas. That's hilarious.
Yeah, this new gas they're talking about for $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon, baby, buy. Because the last time gas went up, to a number that I had not recognized in my lifetime, it was during the recession of 2008. And so gas was $4.50 a gallon. It got to $5.
I do remember that.
And so I instituted gas price distance. That was my new rule. I had a concept called gas price distance. And so if you wanted me to come somewhere, the first thing I went to check to see is if it was in gas price distance, meaning within a 1 mile radius of my home. If it wasn't within a mile, I wasn't going, period. I changed churches. My kids went to a new school. All of the, Walgreens, CVS, everything was a few blocks away. I didn't go anywhere. That was it. The only place I went outside of gas price distance was the airport to go travel, to go make some money, to afford the gas that I could, I just think that we all have to buckle down. So the next myth, the number one reason for wealth, as far as I'm concerned, is because we don't work together. I know that there are a lot of external things, but as long as you focus on external things that you cannot change, you do not get to leverage the energy to change the internal things. And I'm always going to be an advocate for changing what I can. The Serenity Prayer, tells us to accept the things we cannot change, change the things we can, and know the difference between the two. And I cannot change systematic racism. I cannot change bias, but what I can do is change me. Take my time, get a plan, work with a team, and then I mean, I don't even understand. If you're buying a house and you're not in the home buyers club, I don't know what to tell you. Because I'm going to tell you that more than probably 70, 80% of our people, of African-American people who go to get a mortgage, somewhere along that process, you're going to get tripped up and you're probably going to get denied. And you may get denied for a reason that you cannot change. Okay. However, if you go in with a plan, you can set up your financial strategy so that it meets the requirements of the mortgage. And the only way for you to do that is to go get a mortgage license or join the home buyers club. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Now the first myth that we talked about, like, was interest rates are too high, but interest rates are relative. I'm going to tell you, don't wait till they get higher. Do not let interest rates being high stop you from buying a home. If they go up to 9% and then 10, then what are you going to do? That's the first myth. The next myth, like, that people are, you know, thinking is that it's cheaper to rent. It's not cheaper to rent. People are charging a whole lot of money for your rent. People's rent is going up from $1,000 to $1,500 or from $1,500 to $2,200. So I want you to understand that you have power. The harvest is here. The time is now. So if you want to reap a harvest, you've got to know when it is harvest season. And I don't want people to get confused and believe that harvest season is over. Now, during the pandemic or during the height of the pandemic, lots of people were able to come up. For those who were wise enough to invest in the stock market when it crashed right around March 16th of 2020, these people were able to realize massive returns. I'm talking shares of stock that were had dropped to, you know, $50 a share that went up to $900 a share. Some people were able to really come up. I came up somewhat. I didn't get in right at the beginning of the quarantine. I was too focused on the fact that I had to be in a quarantine and didn't know what that meant. So I was not focusing on the stock market when I was trying to figure out if everybody was going to live and what was this new plague, this thing that we were all dealing with. But as things began to get normal and I began to understand what this was and that I needed to just stay in the house, that was my, you know, solution. I was able to realize some gains, and so were you, like, people were buying homes. You know, interest rates were okay, but then there came a time when interest rates got even lower and homeownership became more possible. And so we thought that was the season of the harvest and that it's gone. No, I proclaim, and I am saying and stating that the season is still here. And we just have to recognize it. Okay, she's not going to speak. All righty.
Yes, you are absolutely right. The season is now. My point of view, the season never ends. There's always a way and a will to move forward and find the nuances of the moment that work for you. It's all according to the strategy, which is what it is that you've been stating all along. And when you have time to plan and when you've got the best minds in the room with you, there's really no way to fail.
Yeah. No, I think it's important for us all to buckle down. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. I think that was even a song. And it's not a cliche. That truly is what it is. And you are not going to be as great as you were made to be until you overcome the greatest challenge that is before you. And right now, we have been in a bit of a challenge. But guess what? You can win. People are winning. And winning
requires a strategy. Nobody wins the Olympics without a strategy. Nobody wins the championship without a strategy. Even during the game, you know, at the end of a basketball game, if it's really close, they'll stop the game. They'll, you know, call a timeout or whatever to put that final, that strategy in for that final play. And so this is not the final play. We are in the game. It is your season. You can still win. So I am encouraging us all to ignore the myths and get in the truth. And the truth is that we can do this together because the harvest is here and the time is now. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.